You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul focuses on the visual art, so we say hello to Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
Got a great guest with us today. Why don't you introduce her?
Yes, we have with us Nancy Wolf of Carytown Concert House. The curious thing about Nancy is most people are familiar with Carytown as a performance venue.
Yes.
But Nancy has a role there stimulating us visually. Welcome, Nancy.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, Nancy, so how would you talk about what you do at Carytown? What's your role there?
I call myself the art coordinator at Carytown Concert House. We've always hung shows there for many years, and I've been with them literally since Deanna Relier almost opened up in 1983. I started to paint when I was 43 in 1985, and I got my MFA at Eastern Michigan, and I've been painting. And Deanna used to invite me, Nancy, bring paintings in, I need you. Mm-hmm. And then I started coordinating the art and bringing in wonderful artists.
One of the things you'll have coming up is this really interesting collaboration with the Hannon Center.
Yes.
In Detroit.
Right.
How did that come to be? What is that?
Well, I've always loved to teach also, and I have taught at Eastern Art and a number of places here part-time. I taught a workshop here, Visual Journal, Image and Word, an Approach to Self-Expression. And I heard about Hannon Center about 3 years ago. And I walked in, and I've been teaching there since then. I love the community. I grew up in Detroit.
I mean, that's an important detail. The Hannon Center is in Detroit, right on Woodward.
That is right.
Yep. And what is it? What's it about?
It's in Midtown, and it basically is for seniors to be able to walk in the door at a very low cost and have all kinds of classes, including art, music, theater, storytelling, Zumba, Tai Chi, lectures from poets. Marian Hayden did a class there last semester. It's an amazing place because you're meeting people from all walks of life.
So it's really a senior living facility.
It is totally for seniors and creative aging.
These people at the senior center, they've created art, and you think it's so wonderful. You're bringing it to the Carytown Concert House.
Yes, there's two art teachers there. They love coming to Hannon Center. And I would love to be living right next door to Hannon Center because I would be coming a lot too. But they have a passion. Many of them have already worked their whole lives, and now they're walking in the door, and we just have fun together. We learn together. I usually read poetry. Sometimes they have to stop me to get on with the art project, but I love poetry also. We just have great joy there, and we share a lot in common. And I decided that it was time. I had a show for them about 2 years ago at Carytown Concert House. And so these are some people. It's a non-juried show. So I think it's a wonderful show. People who have a love for it, and they want to communicate to the world, despite age, despite whether some are in wheelchairs or canes or have major health issues.
Just expressing themselves with art.
Just expressing themselves with art and taking advantage of that whole program because it's based on a foundation, Hannon Foundation, and they have been able to offer at incredibly low price. Anyone can walk in our door, basically, and take any classes for 3 months. They're 4 month classes, 3 months, and I love being down there.
The really great thing about this exhibition is that we know who the artists are, you know, as a kind of a group of people, and it amplifies, it intensifies what we're seeing on the walls in their work, and that is we kind of have a sense about their backstory and about this kind of urge to create at any point in their life, and that they're doing it really joyfully too. And so the exhibition already opened, if I'm correct.
Yes.
And there's a reception on August 11th.
This Sunday from 2 to 4:30. You can come over to Kerrytown Concert House, 415 North 4th Avenue, and just spend time with people who've become my friends, and I share their passion, and we enjoy each other very much.
Great. Thank you so much, Nancy, for sharing this and for making this Ann Arbor-Detroit link even stronger.
Yes.
That's Nancy Wolf, the art gallery coordinator for Kerrytown Concert House, telling us about a new exhibit, and we'll put links to that on our webpage if you want to go check it out. Omari Rush, a lot of murals going up around town.
Yes, there's one that's just being finished on Huron and 4th on that giant 10-story building that Destination Ann Arbor, sponsored with Treetown Murals, is putting up. That really encourages the people to challenge everything and create anything.
I love that. That's their theme,
that's
right?
Tagline, yes.
Say that again. It's
a challenge, everything, create anything. The thing that's notable about it is that as you're coming into town, coming up Huron Street, it just is going to hit you and really kind of tone set your Ann Arbor experience. So,
and this is Mary Thiefels from Treetown.
Yes, absolutely.
That we've had on Art Soul before.
Yep. So excited to see that going up. And then the Ann Arbor Art Center is about to put one up on the Pretzel Bell building on 4th and Liberty, mm-hmm. one that will also really jump out at people as they're coming up the hill, Liberty Street, into town. So look out for that one. That'll be going up mid-month, and you can stop by and say hi to the artists as they're working.
We're covering artists from seniors to Youth Arts Alliance. What's happening with them?
Yes, you know, the Youth Arts Alliance, Heather Martin is the executive director of that organization that works to introduce and engage young people in the arts who are in the juvenile detention kind of system, and helping them realize a different kind of trajectory for their life and supporting them along the way, helping them just express themselves in safe places and in safe ways. Amazing, amazing work. Heather is just like so passionate. They just had an exhibition opening of their work at Cultivate, you know, this coffee and tap house in Depot Town. And it's going to be up for the whole month of August. So as you're out and about, go by, Cultivate, have a coffee, have a beer, listen to some music, but make sure you look at this youth art because it's like super solid.
And Omari, so connected to the arts world, you've got some grant information for us?
Well, you know, it's back to school time. And as teachers, educators are thinking about what they might do with their students artistically, there are two grant programs that I want to make sure people know about that the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs is supporting and sponsoring through Michigan Youth Arts. And one is for art supplies for teachers.
Oh,
teachers
nice.
Can apply for art supplies for their classrooms. And another is field trip grants. So going to museums and all kinds of things, right? So Michigan Youth Arts will have information on the website about these grant opportunities, but they're super accessible, super easy. Teachers can fill it out, or PTO volunteers, you name it. So we hope people apply.
Omari Rush is the chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs in Michigan. So bringing us that information, grateful for that. Also executive director of Culture Source. Thanks again for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, the visual arts on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.